Welcome to another episode of Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today's topic is Psalms 23, which is probably one of the most popular verses, chapters in the Bible. I'm sure you've heard it before, but I'd like to break it down line by line and just talk to you about what this verse is really saying to us today. First, I'll read it the whole way through and then I'll go back. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm. So let's take it line by line. The Lord is my shepherd. This means that the Lord is the one who cares for you. If you think about shepherds and sheep, the shepherd is the one who watches the flock. And he will leave the 99 to go find that one that's gone astray, just to make sure they're safe and to bring them back into the flock, back into the fold. So this first line is about your relationship with your Heavenly Father, with Him as your protector and caregiver. I shall not want. You never have to worry about eating, drinking, having a place to sleep, having electricity, a way to get around. It may not be the best case scenario for you, but you will not be in want. Even if you are temporarily homeless, someone will offer you food. Someone will offer you money. Someone will give you a blanket. Someone will take you to a shelter. Someone will offer you a job. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When you picture that in your mind, you can see yourself lying in a field and being just at ease, at peace, and at rest. So it's important for you to relax and to just let go and let God take over. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Still waters are also very peaceful. And we know that we need water to live. Water is refreshing to our souls. It's refreshing to our bodies. And it's absolutely necessary to sustain our life. He restores my soul. That means that He encourages us to keep going. He gives us that glimmer of hope. He heals us. He takes care of us. He rejuvenates us. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. Guiding means to lead. And we know that when God guides us, it is on the right path. The path of righteousness is the path of holiness, which means that we are living a godly life, the kind of life that God would want us to live. Is it a perfect life? No. But it is a life where we strive towards excellence and we are under God's control. For His name's sake. When you have your father's last name, everybody knows who you are and the characteristics that are associated with that name and with your family, with your legacy. And it's the same thing for His name's sake, for Christ's sake, for the Lord's sake, for the Holy Spirit's sake, for the purpose, for the divine purpose of whatever His will is. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. A shadow is almost like an alter ego because it's not really the reality. It is a glimpse, sort of a side view, a different paradigm or viewpoint of a situation. So we know that when we're in the valley, we're being tested. A valley is a place sometimes of barrenness and of struggle. Sometimes there's rocky areas that we have to go through. So this is a time of testing. This is the seasons that we don't like, but these are the seasons where we can grow the closest to the Lord. I will fear no evil. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He has given us a sound mind. If we put our faith and trust in Him, We know that God is going to take care of us and protect us. For you are with me. God is omnipresent. He's always with us. So we have nothing to worry about. He is faithful. His word cannot return void. And so we just need to trust that the Lord is with us at all times in every situation. Even in the bad situations that he doesn't want to happen, but because of the sin nature of others, bad things occasionally happen to us, he's still there with us, or his guardian angels, and or his guardian angels are with us too. For your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Like any good father here on earth, sometimes he has to discipline and correct us. He is convicting us and helping us to grow and do better. It's not about condemnation, but about preparation. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I believe the reason why he does this is because he wants them to see that it was him that elevated you and not yourself. That it was him that opened doors for you and not yourself. That it was him that allowed you to escape their trap. So this is a sign of hope. It is also a sign of elevation, of adoration, and promotion. You anoint my head with oil. So the gifts and the talents that we're born with that God gives us, when we are saved, we now have some other gifts, some manifestation of some different gifts that we can use within the body of Christ and in the kingdom. So now we are consecrated for specific things. And these anointings are special, and they are unique and special to us. And every anointing is needed in the body of Christ. My cup overflows. So he's going to work things out for us abundantly, exceedingly above all that we could ever imagine. And that doesn't just mean a money when we say abundance. Maybe you have an abundance of good health. Maybe you have an abundance of divine favor. Maybe you have an abundance of really good mentoring and good friends. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. What a blessing it is that the Lord died on the cross for our sins, and that even when we should be punished, he has mercy. And he allows us to escape the punishment that we deserve because of his love for us. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So once you are saved, you've done what the Lord wanted you to do. You've tried to live a righteous, holy life. You will spend eternity in heaven with the Lord. So as you can see, this is a beautiful psalm. It's a lot deeper than what it sounds. I pray that you go back and that you read it over again with fresh eyes and with fresh ears. God bless you.